Hello, I'm Jennifer Nebel with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, ongoing war in Israel impacts education system, the importance of the upcoming feasts in the Lord's calendar, and Christian writer warns Church of End Days. As the school year in Israel begins, scores in mathematics and reading are relatively low, and the water purification plants in Israel were shut down due to an ecological disruption at sea. With more on these stories, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
Israel right now is approaching a very busy new season with the start of the Jewish year at the end of this coming week, and with the national election campaigns going into full gear, along with the continued low-level fighting in the war fronts of Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran. At the start of this outgoing week, summer vacations have ended as children go back to school in Israel. A recent survey shows that about 20% of students in the higher grades in Israel lack basic proficiency in reading and mathematics. One factor in this is that the educational system in Israel has been disrupted for the past 6 years, first by lockdowns during COVID, and then after COVID was over, Israel moved into the current war with further lockdowns and disruptions over security issues. In other matters, Israel produces 85% of its drinking water by five main desalination plants along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. At one point this week, all five of these desalination plants were shut down due to what is called an algal bloom of microalgae at sea, which disrupts the water intake into the plants. Agricultural and sewage runoff from the Nile Delta in Egypt, followed by an unusual summer storm in the eastern Mediterranean, caused the algae to float into the coast of Israel and interfere with the water desalination plants. This shutdown caused Israel to limit water use nationally, in this case, cutting down on irrigation for agriculture in order to preserve the public's drinking water. On one hand, Israel is learning how to cope in a semi-arid climate, but on the other hand, it shows the vulnerability of using technology to maintain a water supply. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, in the final part of my interview with David Silver, founder of Out of Zion Ministries, I began by asking him to say more about the importance of the upcoming feasts in the Lord's calendar. David, in a couple of weeks' time, there, of course, will be the Jewish New Year, followed by the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, and later, of course, is Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. So can you say more about this very modem, they are times that we're living in, and how important these are for both to Jews and Gentile believers?
Well, of course, I think what's even more important is that what's going on in the spiritual realm when we are celebrating the feasts in the natural. And, you know, in the past, there has been dramatic things take place during that feast time. So I think Israel's always on higher guard. You know, we had the 73 Yom Kippur War. And, you know, October 7 happened on the last day of Sukkot. So we can see that our enemies take advantage of these holidays. But, of course, everything is emanating from the spiritual realm, which, as I said, you know, the kingdom of God, of course, is celebrating during these feast times because they're the Lord's feasts. But you can just imagine the kingdom of darkness is probably very irritated at those times. And that's why you get confrontations.
And as far as the Gentile believers, how important are they to mark these feasts? How important is it for them to recognize and understand and participate in these feasts?
Yes, well, they're not Jewish feasts. They're not even biblical feasts. They're God's, actually the correct definition is God's appointed times. So if they are God's appointed times and we are doing our best to walk with God, then we should all be acknowledging these feasts. And they're not You know, we don't have to make them as complicated as the Jewish people have, just to really acknowledge God's calendar and the new moons and the Shabbat, of course. You know, if we want to live really the kingdom occasions, and if we want to be ready for the kingdom, we should be, you know, practicing as much as we can now. And that's one of the resets, of course, that needs to happen in the churches. They need to understand their absolute connection to the olive tree, to Israel, as per Romans 11 and Ephesians 2, that they are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. So we should be keyed into his calendar and to be observing what he really commanded his people to do, or Israel. But, you know, we become Israel, spiritually at least, when we come into the kingdom.
And, of course, you're in the UK now, so how do you feel about the UK at the moment, and particularly the churches in the UK?
Yeah, well, I'm basically on holiday, but we're in Bath right now, which is quite pleasant. I think Prime Minister Netanyahu summed it up the other day, which upset a few people, of course, when he referred to the UK as the Islamic Republic of Britain, which particularly for London and Manchester and Bradford and other places is becoming more and more true, you know, as more and more immigrants come into the country.
And lastly, David, how would you encourage our listeners to be praying at this time?
Well, just to be, as I said, to be praying for a peaceful election campaign for Israel, to be praying that, God's man will be the one who wins, which probably will happen whether we pray or not, but it's good to pray, and to just pray that Donald Trump gets his act together and does what he needs to do to deal with these crazy Iranians and Houthis and whoever else is out there that's causing all this bother.
And David, for any of our listeners who'd like to know more about your ministry and your prayer alerts and, of course, your website and all that you're doing, what can they do?
They can either log on to the website, which is www.outofzion.org, all small case, or they can email me at david@outofzion.org, and they can ask me to add them to the list.
That was David Silver. Finally, American author Christian Weiler has written two books on prophecy in the end times, and CBN's Chris Mitchell caught up with him and talked to him about the books.
Christian Weiner, thanks for joining us. You've written two books about prophecy, one called The Temple Revealed, the other one called Witnessing the End. Just from a broad 30,000-foot view, are we in the last days, and why do you think so?
Yes, Chris, thank you for having me on. I really do think we are in the last days. There's a number of things that we were told to look at in prophecy and reasons that we might suspect that these are the last days. One that many people know about is the parable of the fig tree and the last generation. If we see Israel as the birth of that, you know, and the budding of that fig tree, then that would point us to, like, that this could be the last days. The oldest sort of tradition of Christians about when the Lord would return is actually when the world was 6,000 years old. Because just like the earth was created in 6 days, and a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day, they taught that the Lord would return back after the sixth day, after 6,000 years. And then it explains the idea of a 1,000-year millennium. Why? Because that's that's a Sabbath rest, and that's why there would be one day. And we're really close to about 6,000 years of biblical history. And, you know, if we connect sort of the genealogies in the Bible with archaeology, we get, yes, we're very close to about 6,000 years right now. And then there's another sort of decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem in the 1500s by Sultan Suleiman. And there's actually decrees at the moat around the Tower of David and at the plaza of the temple. And so looking at that, it's also pointing to this present time that we're in, saying that, yes, I think, you know, that the day of the Lord is drawing near. And there's even two jubilees that are hidden in Scripture. that, you know, a lot of people are wondering, when could the years of Jubilee be? A lot of people have thought even potentially 2025 is a year of Jubilee because of the Book of Jubilees. But there are two there in Scripture that point to 2027 actually being another Jubilee that's coming up. And so there's things that are coming very quickly and converging with all the stuff that's happening around us that I think we really need to take into account. So I've put those together and show how they're all kind of coming together in this time that we're in. And a sober warning that maybe we should be lifting our heads, and because I think our Lord's return is drawing near.
And how can people get your books?
Oh, so my books are available at endtimesbrian.com. So you can find them also on amazon.com. You can even download free PDFs of my books. So I try to make those available to everybody, you know, anywhere around the world. It's just, you know, these are days to really take seriously the warnings to watch for the Lord's return. I think that's actually the most neglected command that Jesus gave, is to watch, therefore watch, so that when we see these things that we will know that his return is coming close. And with all the things going on today, I think, yes, it's definitely a good time to be watching.
Yeah.
This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.